Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. In view of rapidly rising coronavirus numbers, a new discussion has arisen about restrictions for people without vaccinations. Chancellery Minister Helga Braun of the CDU told Bild am Sonntag that if new infections continue to rise at this rate, those without the vaccine might have to reduce their contacts again, warning, quote, that could also mean that certain offers, such as visits to restaurants, cinemas, and stadiums, would no longer be possible even for tested unvaccinated people because the residual risk is too high. Unquote, and that vaccinated people would, quote, definitely have more freedoms than the unvaccinated, unquote. The proposal is being discussed very controversially, however. CDU leader Armin Laschet, for example, immediately hit the brakes, saying that the proposal would have to be discussed at length. The vice president of the Bundestag, Wolfgang Kubicki of the FDP, also sharply rejected Braun's proposal, saying to the Berliner Morgenpost it would be, quote, the introduction of compulsory vaccination through a back door, unquote, and added, quote, moreover, categorizing fundamental rights into a first and a second class is clearly unconstitutional, unquote. Berlin's Mayor Müller of the SPD, on the other hand, is open to restrictions for those without proof of vaccination. He believes that in order to further avoid area-wide closures, that, quote, access for the unvaccinated would have to be linked much more comprehensively to proof of testing, unquote, and added at the same time, vaccinations must become even less complicated. The top candidate of the Berlin Green Party, Bettina Jarasch, believes that the debate initiated by Braun is inappropriate at the moment, telling the Berliner Morgenpost, quote, we must continue to bring up the vaccination rate as quickly as possible. Now is not the time for threats, but for low-threshold offers such as mobile vaccination teams on site, unquote. She believes this should happen in schools, but also in as many other places as possible where people congregate. In year two of the pandemic, with tools such as vaccination and testing, Jarasch said that the economy, culture, and people throughout the country have the right to a sustainable opening perspective. The Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians in Berlin also does not yet want to get involved in the debate about restrictions for the unvaccinated. Association boss Burkhard Ruppert is appealing instead to insight and solidarity of people, asking them to be vaccinated. At the same time, the SHI physicians are convinced that there will eventually be restrictions for unvaccinated people, for example, when visiting pubs or events, when everyone has had the chance to be vaccinated in September. In view of rising infection figures, Brandenburg's Minister President Dietmar Woidke of the SPD has called for a federal-state conference to be convened at short notice. Mayor Müller also sees a need for coordination between the federal and state governments in the short term, stating, quote, even if the situation in the intensive care units has improved significantly, we mustn't squander the good starting position for the autumn. Following up on yesterday's story, it's official. Germany's largest housing group, Vonovia, has once again failed in its planned takeover of industry runner-up Deutsche Wohnen. According to their own statement, the Bochum-based company secured less than the required 50% of Deutsche Wohnen shares. As we mentioned in Monday's briefing, Vonovia had already announced on Friday that the minimum acceptance threshold was unlikely to be reached. Vonovia was only able to secure 47.62% of Deutsche Wohnen's share capital and voting rights. A minimum stake of 50% was written into the takeover offer as a condition. This condition has, quote, finally failed, according to their announcement, and Deutsche Wohnen shares tendered will now be reversed. Regardless of the outcome of the takeover bid, however, Deutsche Wohnen is sticking to the Future and Social Pact for Housing, agreed with Vonovia and the State of Berlin. Among other things, this pact provides for a cap on rent increases until 2026 and the promotion of new construction in the capital. Moreover, talks with the Berlin Senate regarding the sale of a significant number of apartments from the portfolio will be continued. On average, there is more than one power failure per day somewhere in Berlin. This is the result of an answer of the Economic Administration to a parliamentary question of Parliament member Marcel Lütte. According to the answer, 468 supply interruptions with more than 100 affected households and a duration of more than 5 minutes were registered in 2020. The average for the last 9 years is 462 outages. Per the statistics, the duration of power outages varies greatly. In 2020, the maximum value in one case was 1,527 minutes, or a good 25 hours, and in 2019, the power stayed out even longer in the district of Köpenick. Often, such incidents occur during construction work and are listed as third-party impact in the statistics. But power outages can have various other causes. These include atmospheric impact, and according to operating company Stromnetz Berlin, this mainly involves water intrusion. In addition to technical defects, feedback interference from other networks can also lead to fluctuations in the power voltage. In 2020, each Berliner was statistically left without electricity for around 8.9 minutes. By comparison, the Germany-wide figure in 2019 was 12.2 minutes. On average, every Berliner is without power only about once every 4 years. According to Stromnetz Berlin, attacks on the electrical grid play practically no role. 98% of Berlin's power grid, which comprises 35,200 kilometers of cables and lines, runs underground. However, the S-Bahn, which has its own network, has been the victim of attacks on cable systems on several occasions. This week, the Berlin police have bicycles, e-bikes, and electric scooters on their radar. During a week-long operation that started yesterday, violations of the rules by, but also against cyclists are to be pursued in particular. Police spokeswoman Monique Pilgrim remarked to RBB24 that on selected streets and hotspots, accident prevention measures will be carried out, and any traffic violations will be punished and prosecuted, regardless of whether or not they correspond to the focus of the priority operation, explaining, quote, who drives on red, who is doing the shoulder check, these are the kinds of questions we're talking about, unquote. One hotspot is the intersection of Torstrasse, Friedrichstrasse, and Joseestrasse at Oranienburger Tor, and the corner of Oranienburger Strasse and Linienstrasse is also being closely monitored. The spokeswoman did not want to name any other locations that will be specially controlled because, quote, otherwise we risk the success of our enforcement measures. The goal of the operation, she said, is to reduce the number of traffic accidents and fatalities in Berlin, adding, quote, to raise awareness of the dangers, our colleagues are specifically addressing the weaker road users, those walking or cycling. In the conversations, the police officers will point out blind spots, dangerous turning situations, and hand out flyers, unquote. In addition to bicycles, the focus is also on e-bikes and so-called miniature electric vehicles, including e-scooters and Segways, which are to be checked for technical manipulation or rigging. The police department's bicycle squad is also to take part in the checks. 6 cyclists, 7 pedestrians, and 5 car passengers have already died in accidents on Berlin's roads this year. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.